Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Erevin Daf Kuf Dalvet, Erevin 104. Today's Daf Yomi on Erevin 104, our Mishnah on the top of the page on 104a discusses the following situation. It says our Mishnah, Boskin Melech, a person is allowed to spread out salt and scatter it, Agave Kevesh, on the ramp that went up the altar to the temple. On the southern side of the altar, there was a long ramp that was 32 amos long and 16 amos wide. And it was a slant, and so when it would rain, it would get very wet. Bishvil shelo yachliku, because if the rain would come down, it would be very wet, and you could fall, God forbid. And so therefore, we were worried that the Kohanim would fall. That's what Rashi says. The Rambam gives a different explanation. He says the reason why it was so slippery was because of all the fat of the meat that was flowing down off the ramp, because they would gather the meat in one place on the ramp, and so then there would be a lot of fat and blood, and so therefore it could cause the ramp to be slippery. And the concern would have been that by scattering the salt, you might be filling in like holes, and that would have been prohibited because of the prohibition of bonnet, but we're going to say that's actually not prohibited. And the second part of our Mishnah says, "Memalan mi bor hagola," you're allowed to fill up from a cistern that the ole regal that the people went up from the diaspora to make a pilgrimage. We used to drink from. You're allowed to pull up water from there and drink it. Umi bora gadol, and also from the large cistern in the courtyard, bagalgol. You're allowed to do it with a wheel that they used to draw up the water via a wheel, even b'Shabbos. That you're allowed to do this in the temple, but outside the temple it would be prohibited because of the prohibition of making a sound. And that's what's the prohibition here. There is a prohibition of making a sound. So it's a rabbinic prohibition. So in the temple be permitted. Outside the temple it's prohibited. And so too they allowed water with a wheel, mi be'er hakar, from a spring. This is not a bore, but this is a be'er, a spring that was called the kar spring that was outside the temple. And this was kar from the word makor, like a source. And they allowed this b'yom tov, but not on Shabbos. But from all other springs, it was prohibited to fill via a wheel on Shabbos and yom tov. So the Gemara has an incident about this. The Gemara tells the following incident, that what happened was Ula ikla lebei Rav Menashe, that Ula came to the house of Rav Menashe on Shabbos. And this is about the idea, going back to the idea that you're not allowed to make the noise on Shabbos. The prohibition of making noise on Shabbos was actually something that appeared in the Mishnah in Beit Salam Vav Amabez. It says, Lo Matafchan, Lo Mafsikin. And the Gemara there understands that there's a rabbinic prohibition because you might come to fix a musical instrument. And so therefore, this is the same reason why there's this concern that you might make excessive noise. But the prohibition is only by doing the sound with an implement via your hands, but by singing it's absolutely permitted. So what happened here was that somebody, Ula ikol abei Rav Menashe, Ula came to the house of Rav Menashe, Asahu Gavra, so a man came along, and Taraf Ababa, he knocked on the door, he knocked on it with his fist, and he made this noise. Ula said, Amar man, hi, who's doing this on Shabbos? Litachal gufa dekamachil elu Shabbosa. Let the body of this person who is violating the Shabbos, let his whole body be violated. Because according to Ula, every making of sound is going to be prohibited because of the idea of creating a sound, molid kol. And so that's going to be a rabbinic prohibition. So Amar le Rabba, so Rabba responded, no, this idea of making a sound that is prohibited, it's not prohibited from the concept of creating a sound. No, it's prohibited. It's only prohibited if you're going to make a sound that sounds like music, because then we have this decree. That's where the decree was from, that you're going to make musical instrument or fix a musical instrument. That's the prohibition. But the actual just making of a sound that has nothing to do with a musical instrument, that's not going to be prohibited. That is the position that that Rabbah makes. So that indeed is how the Shulchan Aruch rules in Or HaChaim Siman Shin Lamed Ches Sif Aleph, that it's prohibited to make a sound via a musical instrument. And for this reason, the Shulchan Aruch says that there's concern about clapping one's hands because you might come to then fix a musical instrument. And also, even though that it's not exactly done for music, however, that's only when you need, when your intent is to make a good sound, like for example a sound like in a manner of music, like for example like banging the utensils together like a drum to make music. However, if you're just doing it so like to wake up somebody from sleeping, the person is asleep, then it's not going to be within this prohibition, because the prohibition is only within the category of music. So if you're breaking up like a, like there's a healthy person and he's, and you want to knock on the instruments really loud or knock on the door so that he can wake up, that's not going to be considered derech shir. It's not in a manner of music, and under those circumstances, it's going to be permitted on Shabbos.